Unit 4 Quiz, General. A. Listen to part of an interview with a wildlife photographer. Check A, B, or C to answer the questions.
And in our studio this morning, we have Daniel Trees. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Daniel, you have a fascinating job as a wildlife photographer. How did you get into wildlife photography as a career? Have you always been interested in wildlife?
Actually, yes, I have. But it took me a while to get started. I actually went to school to study veterinary science. I've always loved animals, growing up on a farm as I did. But halfway through my studies, I realized by the time I finish my degree, I will have been here for 8 years without really spending much time outdoors. And I just wanted to get back out into nature. I missed it. So I quit school and set off with my camera. Apart from anything else, I didn't think you could actually earn a good living in wildlife photography. So it was a risk, but in any case, one that paid off, I guess.
Uh-huh. So you eventually got work for a well-known nature magazine, and now you travel all over the world taking photographs. Do you have a favorite photograph?
Well, one photograph I took won an award. It was a zebra being attacked by lions. It's a great picture, but it's not my favorite. My favorite was taken in Alaska. It's a huge flock of birds migrating at sunset. They're flying over the water, and the colors are spectacular.
And I believe by the end of this year, you will have published a new book that shows a collection of your best award-winning pictures? And I believe that is as a result of collaboration with your wife? Your first joint project?
Yes. It's a project that we will have been working on for 5 years by the time the book comes out. My wife is a specialist, doing research on penguin colonies in Antarctica. And we have some extraordinary photos from those research trips, too.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing it. Now, what would you say has been the most exciting moment in your career so far?
Well, there are always exciting moments, especially when you see wildlife in its natural habitat. You know, like seeing a giant turtle lay its eggs or watching the eggs hatch, that kind of thing. But the most exciting thing? I think that was last year. I saw giant pandas on a trip to China, and I went to a wildlife reserve where they live. That was very special, just watching and observing them for days. You really get a sense of how important it is to protect these endangered animals.
Daniel, thank you for your time, and we look forward to seeing your new book, Into the Wild with a Camera.
Thank you.